Hi, Mom. The reason we're in Tucson this year is that primarily we're doing something that we planned on doing for years, and that is spending a year living in the same place with our best friends, Mark and Barbie Halpern, some new friends we've made, and especially Steve and Gail Orland, who live next door to us. Steve and I have been friends for about 10 years now. We lived in the same rooming house at opposite ends of the upstairs when we were students in Iowa City. And we share many of the same neuroses, so we hit it off right away. We would, we wouldn't get up until the mail came. There was no reason for getting up, otherwise life is trouble. We both slept naked in our individual rooms. this is my first remembrance of Steve, is why I'm telling you this. One of us would hear the screen door slam, and it meant the mailman had come or whatever. And the mailboxes were set up in a row in this rooming house downstairs. So Steve and I would get up, bounce around on the walls or whatever, meet each other at the top of the stairs, walk down, watch the mailman while he put the mail in. And it wasn't until years later that we realized what a strange experience it must have been. Because here's this guy. The little girl, a little girl next door, not in years, in size, had a crush on Steve. And she used to steal flowers every night and put big sprays of bouquets in Steve's mailbox, sticking out of the mailbox. So every day, here's this mailman coming in. He comes in, and there's a mailbox full of flowers and two naked guys watching him put the mail in those slots. I'm going to start with a bad poem, all right? And then things can only get better. It's not a poem that I'll probably even publish, but it's a poem that has some sentimental value to me. It's for Steve. I've written a number of poems for Steve. This one, for all its badness, comes close to the sentimental truth, I guess, in certain ways. It's based on an odd circumstance. As I said, Steve and I go through the same crazinesses together very often. Part of our friendship is based on the fact we put up with each other when our wives won't, you know, and things like that. And we were off one afternoon doing our basketball therapy, which is going out and standing there and shooting a ball at a basket and deciding that we're going to lose weight that way or whatever. And I was telling Steve about morning fears, because when you teach, when you don't get up to an alarm clock and you don't have to get right out of bed, what you do is you lie in bed for as long as possible, and after a while you start getting the crazies. You start getting the crazy fears, or at least we do. So I was telling Steve about this and that I was going through it again, and he gave me a piece of advice. He said, as soon as you wake up, start crawling. He said, crawl into the bathroom and just lie there for a while on the floor. Not only is the advice crazy, I think, but I'm so neurotic I can't even do it. I can't even grow it. Here's a little poem called Insomnia from my old pal Steve Orland. Pal, we live alone. It shouldn't be so with such as us and ours. How come? How come you said, crawl away from the bed, lie on the cold bathroom tile a while? Get up when you're ready, you said. How not to think. My pal, ready to praise the poem I didn't write, I praise your lovely face, as awkward as my praise. You are the moon by which I fall at night, the sun by which I sleep, if sleep is my reward. I keep your arm across my shoulder. We'd probably die for each other. Sleep.